Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Dave Van Rienen with the Marion County Farm Bureau. We're at the Knoxville Armory to discuss ag in the classroom. This is a chance to give kids a taste of what happens on a farm and where their food supply comes from, right?
Indeed. Most kids are at least two or three generations removed from the farm. And if you ask a kid today where their food comes from, they'll probably say Hy-Vee or Walmart. They just have no idea where food originates.
How did you get started with having the event come to a single location like this?
We used to have someone go out and hit all the classrooms, and when she could no longer do that, those of us that were on the board thought maybe we could take a day and bring all the kids to us rather than trying to hit each individual classroom. So we started at the Vermeer Pavilion, which gave us plenty of space to spread out, bring the kids in, show them equipment, livestock, the various plant life that we grow, and give us a chance to educate the kids on where their food supply comes from.
And certainly a lot of things for the kids to see. You have various stations set up around the armory here for them to look at, right?
We do. We've got the NRCS here, the folks that are in charge of our water quality for Marion County. They oversee a lot of the programs that we use to keep our water clean and safe, including terraces, water filter strips, riparian strips along grass down areas alongside fields and, or streams, between the fields and streams. They're doing a demonstration today on soil erosion that will show the kids exactly what we do on the farm to keep their water supply safe. We also have the 4-H clubs with us. They're going to explain some of the things that 4-H does for kids. We also have the commodity groups from Corn and Soybean Associations teaching kids all the uses that those two products supply. Everything from ethanol and sweetener in the corn to petroleum products for both biodiesel and plastic products, along with the various oil products that are used in everyday foodstuffs.
This really is crucial for kids to understand because agriculture is a big part of not only life around here, but business and society in general, and maybe a lot of people don't realize that.
Farmers make up about 2% of the population in the state of Iowa, but we provide about 40% of the state production in terms of job production and the economy in general. So, yes, there's a lot of people depend on what we do in the fields for a livelihood here in the state. Everything from production to food manufacture to transportation.
Certainly the livestock is a big draw for the kids. They usually flock right to the sheep, no pun intended. But more importantly, it gives them an idea of up close just how that vital that link is between the farm and the rest of the economy.
A lot of kids don't know that the meat that they eat comes from cattle, sheep, hogs. And I actually had one little girl tell me, when I asked the question, where does roast beef come from, her answer was Arby's. So it just went to show us how far removed they are and how daunting our job is to get them back to a point where they understand where the meat comes from, where the milk comes from, how we do it in a safe and humane way. And we've been kind of attacked sometimes in the classroom, so we're trying to educate not only the kids, but the educators as well.
And talking to kids who have been through this down the line, has the lesson gotten across to them? Do they have a better understanding of the connection between farm and town?
We have such a short time with them that we really try to cram a lot of information into their heads in one day. And the fact that each station is only given about 12 minutes to go through things with them, we can only do so much. But at the very least, we're giving them the knowledge that we're doing our job in the most safe and humane way to give them the most productive and safest food products available in the planet. But yes, they do come away with a sense of where their food's coming from and how it's being produced that they probably didn't have going in.
Thanks to Dave Van Reenen for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.